We'd like to say thanks for joining us for the weekly Beechwood Christian Church podcast.
Don't all just get them. So anyway, okay, this is my life verse, and so this is the verse for the day. It's Proverbs 16:9. In his heart, a man plans his course, but the Lord determines his steps. You know, I first read this verse when I was a wee little lad. Okay, when I was young, I remember I was 10 years old, and it was during our morning devotions. And once I read it, I immediately fell in love with it. Let me make sure that's turned off, right? Yeah, I'm off. Okay. You see, in the Lewis household, we would eat breakfast and then sit down as a family and read scripture and pray before we would head to the bus stop or before we would get in our cars to go to school. You know, later on in life, it then became more and more evident that this was going to be my life verse. It seemed like every single time I told God, this is what I was going to do, he told me, no, this is where you're going to go. Okay, like I said in college, I'm never going to Ohio, Jesus. Okay, here I am in the middle of God's country, amen? Amen. On Easton. Okay, that's what you should have said, God's country on Easton. You know, since that's the big thing. Okay. But I've stated before, you know, even though I was a baptized believer on July 25th of 1993, which when I say that to the teens, they're like, wow, you're old. And I'm like, no, go ask somebody else when they were baptized and see. I'm not that old. Okay, but I didn't really truly understand what it meant to be a believer until I left and went into full-time ministry. It was at that time I was persecuted. You know, I was persecuted for things. I was laughed at by my peers. And I was told I was wasting my time, but my, how the tables have turned in my favor since. You see, in this verse, we see a few things that I'd kind of like to discuss with you. The breakdown is, sometimes we lead with our hearts. Sometimes we lead without direction. And other times we lead by, what we need to do is lead by following Christ's example. So let's look at the first point, leading with our heart. Now, is this a good thing or a bad thing? Is it a good thing to lead with your heart or a bad thing? It's one of those kind of things. It's iffy. That's right. I like that one. Okay. But is there dangers to leading with your heart? Yes, definitely. Can pride get in the way more with the heart or more with leading with the mind? You see, leading with our heart is a thing that people do and talk about a lot. One thing that is good to do when leading with your heart is that you put others first. You see, one of the things that really sets this church apart from where I've been before at other times is that this church body, to me, leads with the heart, which is a great and awesome thing. You know, I believe that one of the things that Jesus did better than we ever could is to look at a person and not see their annoyances, you know, not just look at their appearance or their ideals, but he saw the pain and the hurt within them and loved them through it. You know, it's a tough thing to do when you see a 32-year-old man with earrings and tattoos, and the first thing that comes to your mind is not youth minister or associate minister. It's more like, where did you go to prison? No, it's a completely different story. You know, but here, it was a different story. You see, when I was brought in, you looked past that and saw the love that I had for teaching God's word, for singing his praises, and for helping along with you to raise our kids to be godly men and women. And for that, I thank you. And because of that is the reason why I'm here today. You see, at times, there is no problem with leading from the heart. There are times when a heart is what is needed and not just a stern talking to. But then again, at times when we lead with our hearts, we do get in trouble. I once knew a guy that allowed a homeless man to stay in his home with him. He let him stay there during the day while he was at work, and he allowed him to actually stay in his house for a couple of weeks. And then one afternoon when he came home, everything in his house was gone. The cops said that it wasn't a burglary because he was allowed to be in the home, so he simply lost everything. You see, this is an instance of which leading with the heart can go wrong. But church, by no means am I stating that we shouldn't trust one another and that you shouldn't lead with your heart, but you need to be mindful about the situation. You know, our hearts have a primary function, and that is love. So you see, I love a lot of things. First off, I love my heritage. I love being a Mohegan Indian. I love having an Indian name. I love the fact that my kids have Indian names. I love that I am the 15th generation of Uncas. I love that having a last name in and of itself that is actually an Indian name. The name Tanaquijan means he who runs fast. Don't you start laughing. That's right. Be somber, people, okay? Because it is true. I can run fast if there's Twinkies involved, all right? So if you want to see me go quick, tell me that there's Twinkies somewhere, and I will be there, and I will be back with the box, and you won't get a chance to get one, okay? Mark, don't try that. All right, so... But that's the thing. I love that. You know, I love Iron Man. I do. Love Iron Man. Love all things Marvel Comics. Okay? I love Michael Jordan. I love the Yankees. Woohoo! I mean, go Tribe. No. No. I love the Lakers. Yes! That's right. Love the Lakers. I love the Minnesota Vikings. Woo! Go Browns! You'll never win a game. Okay, so... I love my UNC Tar Heels who beat up on the Liberty, whatever, Flames. You know, I'll tell you that joke at a different time when I was attending Liberty. Anyway, but you know, I love the UNC Tar Heels. Do you kind of see a pattern? My heart is being pulled in so many different directions when it comes to sports, and don't get me started on food. Whew. Okay? Especially don't get me started about my beautiful baby girls and my smoking hot wife. Okay? I love. Church, how can I make a decision with my heart when I get pulled in so many directions? I mean, church, the question is, and this has been asked before, are you a fan of God? You know, are you simply the guy that sticks with the Jesus bandwagon for a little bit and when the going gets tough, you jump off? Our hearts have the tendency to drive us away from the main purpose in life. To be honest, when I look in the red words of Christ, I see someone that led with something more than just a heart. He led with a purpose. He led his people with direction, and that is something that is truly gone in our life. Direction. You know, I love my GPS. Sometimes. But that GPS sometimes can be really wrong, okay? Like one time when we were actually heading to Ohio from Virginia, We got off because Brittany told me, Danny, this was only supposed to be a 9-hour trip. We are in our 12th hour. We are stopping because these kids are annoying. And I said, well, I'm driving with the cats. So I agree. You know, the cats, well, the cat peed on me while I was driving. So that was the bad part, okay? And so I was in a U-Haul with all that. Couldn't reach the other window to roll it down because they didn't believe in electronic windows in the U-Haul truck. They believe in the crankers, okay? I can't crank when I'm way over here driving. So I was, believe me, ready to stop. So we stop, and then they say, no, we don't allow pets. And I said, Brittany, we're going to tough it out. We're going to get there. And she said, I'm going to kill you, but we're going to get there. And so I kind of felt like Abraham in the moment. I said, okay, we're going to go. And then the wife looked at me like, we better get there quick, okay? So the next thing I know, this GPS, it takes us up this hill. I'm in a 26-foot U-Haul with all kinds of stuff in it. I'm going up a hill. So I just gunned it, and it didn't go nowhere. But somehow I made it, okay? But then the crucial part was there was a stop sign at the top of the hill. And I called Brittany before we took off. I said, look, there's a stop sign. Pray to Jesus that there's no cars because I'm going through, okay? So luckily there was no cars, but then she had to stop because there was a car for her after it took me 20 minutes to get up the hill. But GPSs can throw us off because you have to plug it in. You have to get the latest maps. You have to get, you know, all the latest updates. We have an app now that saves us from the fact that you can't remember where you parked when you go to a mall or when you go to an amusement park. You can actually hit a button that says, this is where my car is parked, and it remembers it, and then it'll take you to it. You know, you can call a hotline to get your horoscope. Okay, you can look in the paper and see it, or you can go to a tarot card reader. You can look at the stars. You can do all these things to see what your future is going to be or where you're going to go. It's just simply sad. Guys, we are guilty at times of leading without direction. You know, my grandma Hall, I miss that woman. She would always tell me that I needed to take a stand for something or I'd fall for anything, which is true. When you have no direction, when you aimlessly walk around not knowing who to trust or where to go, you follow anyone. Mackenzie the other night, and I'm only saying this because she's in here, started to follow her sister to the back where Brittany was. I think Brittany was about to take a shower or do something, and Lexi just takes off before I can grab her. So Kenzie's slow, so I got her. I said, Kenzie, where are you going? She turned to me and said, well, Lexi went to the back, and I gave the famous parent statement. I know you know what it was. Well, if Alexis jumped off a bridge, would you? Well, she got puzzled for a minute. And she came and she sat down on the couch. But when I looked over, I noticed that mind was going. And then I knew that her mama was about to come out of her. As she looked at me and said, hey, Dad, what would Alexis be doing on a bridge anyway? Seriously? And that's what I did. And she said, no, seriously, what would she be doing on a bridge? And I'm like, thank you, Jesus. But we need directions at times. You know, sometimes we follow and we shouldn't. You know, I'm glad to know that she wouldn't be on the bridge because Alexis really seriously shouldn't be on a bridge. You know, but what did the prophets of old do when they needed help? Who did they look to? You know, I read in Psalms 121 from David, it says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. You see, church, they look to God. They look to the author and the perfecter of faith. That's why I said this week, and I'll put it on my Facebook, doubt looks down. Worry looks around. But faith looks up. You know, why do we trust in the things of this life that will fade away when we're surrounded by the one who doesn't sleep, the one who is the maker of heaven and earth? Why do we walk around directionless when we have been given the ultimate direction in Jesus himself? One way. Jesus. Jesus is the one way. He is the one-way street that will lead us to the Father. That's his third point. We need to be leading by following Christ's example. The Father, Jesus, you know, God knows we have issues. Some of us have a lot more issues than others, especially me. Watch it. But the Father knows we have issues with trusting sometimes, and so he sent his Spirit to dwell within us. You know, sometimes I don't think that the Holy Spirit gets the respect that he deserves. Do you realize that at this time, we honestly have it a lot easier than the prophets of old? You know, and the reason why is because of the Spirit. I mean, think about it. If you try to tell Elijah, who is my favorite Bible character, if you try to tell Elijah, you know what? You had it easy back in the day. I mean, God was like, he was there. Elijah would look at you and say, really? Tell me more about the Spirit of God stirring in your heart. Tell me more about the discernment that the Spirit gives you to help you figure out right and wrong. You know, my friends, I tell you, we have it so much easier, but we treat it as if we've got the raw end of the deal. In his heart, a man plans his course. So you know what? Yes, you can plan it. Go ahead, plan away. But I guarantee you that sometimes you will find out that you're not in line with God like you should be. I remember thinking that I was where I needed to be so many different times in my life, yet I was leading with my heart. I was more invested in the situation due to a feeling and not due to the truth. Church, we need to be mindful that God gave us the Bible to help us know his word. Bible, B-I-B-L-E, stands for Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth. Say it again, basic instructions before leaving earth, okay? So in other words, read your manual, okay? And if you want to, flip to the end, check the last verse, we win. All right, praise Jesus, hallelujah. Okay, listen, we need to be mindful that God gave us this Bible to know his word. He gave his son to show us how much that word loved us. And he created heaven so that one day we can be with the one who sent the one to save us all. You don't have to be perfect to follow Christ. We will never be perfect until the coming of Christ. Philippians 2, 5 through 8 states this, and this verse really hits me. You know, it says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Guys, we don't have to be perfect to follow Christ. That's one of the main misconceptions that some of my teenagers have at times. I got to be perfect to be a Christian. Let me think about that one for a minute. No. You don't have to be perfect. You know, you're never going to be sinless, but like we've said before, you're not going to be sinless, but you can sin less than what you do. You don't have to be perfect. Short, tall, big, or small. Guys, there is no standard. There is no, you must be this tall or you have to be this small to ride this ride. No, there is only open arms from the Father to hold you and say, welcome home. Leading with your heart can be fine as long as it beats to the tune of forgiveness. Leading without direction, on the other hand, you might need to turn around when possible, as my GPS would say. Remember, doubt looks down, worry looks around, and faith looks up. Leading by following Christ's example is the only answer. Not your will, but his. Meaning God, whenever, wherever, whatever is needed, if it's in your will, I'll be there. Excuse me. Have you ever noticed that during the times of direction needing, a friend is there to help you through it? Kind of reminds me of The Wizard of Oz. Love that movie. Of course, I like a lot of movies. But anyway. But when the Scarecrow looks at Dorothy and he states, well, you can go this way or this way or both ways. And he gets all twisted up. It's one of my favorite parts, and I laugh because sometimes I think I am the Scarecrow. Unfortunately, I have no brain. But the thing is that when she needed a companion, when Dorothy was on that road and she was kind of getting scared a little bit and she got to that point, she needed a companion. She needed someone to help her. And there was the Scarecrow. And what was wrong with the Scarecrow? He was also broken. He was also missing out on something. And so he came along with her. Then the Tin Man, he was missing out on something. And he helped. Cowardly Lion, he was missing something. So he went along. And what happens in the end? Just like Dorothy, they needed to get to Oz. So did the others, and they were hurting and needing, and together they got what they needed, and they were made whole again. You know, that's what our God does. He's already granted the greatest wish we could ever want. He took away the sting of death by sending his son to die on a cross and raising him to live in 3 days. So many times in this life, I think we forget that the only thing that we should be planning and caring about is being with the Father one day. And church, how beautiful is it going to be on that one day when, just like Dorothy, we could click our heels together and say, there's no place like home. Let's pray. God, so many times in our life, Lord, we put other things before you. God, we tell you our plan. But Lord, you know where we need to be and what we need to do and what we have to accomplish. God, I pray that you just help us to never give up on that, to never give up on you, God, because you know what? Since day one, you've never given up on us. And we thank you for that love, and we thank you for the joy that you are to serve. God, as we sing this next song, Lord, I pray that you just help us to realize, Lord, that it's what we need to do. We need to come home running. But God, the coolest imagery is knowing that as we are running to you, you in turn are running to us. We love you, God, so much, and we're thankful to be your kids. In your son's name we pray.
Beechwood Christian Church is located at 12950 Easton Street Northeast in Alliance, Ohio. You can find more information about our church on the website at www.beechwoodchristian.org. That's www.beechwood, like the tree, Christian, that's all one word, .org, where you can also subscribe to our podcast and learn how our humble congregation is serving the Lord in Northeast Ohio. If you would like a copy of this message or the whole series on CD, you can find the instructions on the website or email us at sermon@beechwoodchristian.org. Again, we thank you for listening and pray God's blessing on you and your family.